Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Mem Ches. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 16 lines from the top of Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah had referred to someone that fell asleep before the onset of Shabbos and woke up after Shabbos had already set in. There were a few opinions in the Mishnah as to what this person's range of walking is with regard to Shabbos regarding the issue of Tchum. And we read in the Mishnah as what the Gemara quotes here, V'chachomim omrim ein lo ella arba amos. One who wakes up after Shabbos had already set in and not having consciously acquired a mokom shvisa, a Shabbos location, so he is restricted to 4 amos. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, le'eze ruach shiyirtze yelech. Rabbi Yehuda says, whichever direction of the 4 amos he wants to walk in, he can walk in any direction 4 amos. The topic heading that we have on the side of the Gemara reads, Nosei, the topic heading, Mish Yoshan Baderach, someone who fell asleep on the way, on the road, Ein Lo Ella Arba Amos. When he wakes up after the Shabbos sets in, he has only the range of 4 Amos. And we note, Shitos HaChokim al Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. These are Shitos we see here in our Gemara. We analyze in our Gemara opinions that are at odds with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who said regarding that same case that the person has a full Tchum of range. He has a full 2,000 amos around which to walk. So now our Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda Hainu Tanakamo. Rebbe Yehuda says he has 4 amos, le'ezu ruach shiyutzi yelech, 4 amos to choose in which he can walk, and the Tanakama also made reference to his having the Chachamim made reference to his having 4 amos. What's the difference between these two opinions? Amar Rava Shmoina al Shmoina Iko Binayhu. The issue of a total of 8 by 8 amos will be a point of difference. When we speak about a person according to the Chachamim, and as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said he has 4 amos, that means he is in the middle of a circle with diameter 4, with a diameter of 8 amos. That means he can walk in any direction 4 amos. So that from one edge of the circle to the other opposite edge of the circle that this person occupies will measure 8 by 8. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the person has a total area or total distance of 4 amos in which to walk. That means he could choose, let's say, from where he is standing, a range of 4 amos east, for example, or 4 amos west. But he has only a total of 4 amos. The Gemara continues, Tanyo Nami Hochi, Yeshlo Shmoina al Shmoina, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Chachomim is as represented in our Mishnah, here is represented as Rabbi Meir, meaning that he has an area of 8 by 8 amos in which to walk. That means from where he is, 4 amos in any direction. The Omar Rava, another comment of Rava, Machlokes Laloch, the Machlokes we just saw between the Rebbe Meir, who allows 8 by 8, and the Chachamim that say he has only 4 amos in any given direction, meaning once he chooses that direction, he walks only 4 amos, and doesn't retrace his steps and walk 4 amos in the opposite direction. That machlokis is regarding walking of a little tail. But as far as carrying an object, divrei kol 4 amos in tfei lo. Everyone, even Rabbi Meir, will agree that you can carry an object only 4 amos and not more. The Gemara continues, Vahani Arba Amos Hechok Siva. Where is there a source indicating that a person has four Amos? Kidisanya. We have a Tanaic source of quoting a Posuk in Shmos Perik Tezai Posuk Hoftes. This Posuk appears in the context of the mon, the food that fell from heaven to the Jewish people in their journey through the desert. On the side of the Gemara, we have written the Pasuk Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lochem es ha-shabos al-kein hu nosen lochem biyom ha-shishi lechem yomoyim. The Pasuk speaks about the Almighty granting the gift of Shabbos to the Jewish people, and as a result of Shabbos, on Friday, a double portion of food falls to carry them over from Friday to Shabbos. That's Lechem Yomoyim. Shvu ish tachtov al yetze ish mimakomo biyom hashvi. The Pasuk goes on to say that a person shall stay where he is and not go beyond his location on the seventh day, on Shabbos. So we turn back to the Gemara, reading the Tanaic source, Shvu ish tachtov, and we learn from this, kit tachtov. The person's place that he occupies on Shabbos is like the area underneath him. V'kamo tachtov, what do you mean? What is the measure? What are the dimensions of underneath a person? Answer, gufo shalosh, the person's body, the average body length is from feet to shoulder, measures 3 amos. The amo kidei lifshot yodov viraglov, and an additional amo for him to stretch his hands and his feet. So that accounts for 4 amos. Rabbi Huda Omer gufo shalosh amos, his body measures 3 amos. The amo kidei lito chepetz mitachas raglov umeniach tachas merashosov, and an additional amo for him to take an article from under his legs and place it under his head. In other words, a little bit of extra movement range. My binayu, what would be the point of difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda? Iko binayu arba amos mitzumtzamos. Is when we speak about 4 amos, we mean 4 exact amos or 4 amos with a little bit of flexibility to them, or a little extra, 4 amos plus, if you will, 4 large amos. So Rashi points out, according to Rabbi Huda, he is the opinion that says 4 exact amos, and Rabbi Meir says 4 gedolos, 4 large amos. The Gemara continues, Omar le Rav Mishashia le Brei. Rav Mishashia instructs his son, ki ailis le kame de Rav Papa, when you go to visit Rav Papa, bo'i mine, ask of him the following. The topic heading that we see on the side is Eich moididim oisam dalet amos shiyesh le'odam shiyoshan b'derech. How do we measure the 4 amos regarding the person that slept on the way and wakes up? He gets 4 amos. And under the mivneh, we have a diamond featured Shnei protim besoch she'eloso shel Rav Mishashia. There are 2 details that are featured in his question. So what we see marking-wise, we have a long question that's broken into a couple of details. So we say that Rav Mishashia said to his son that when you go to Rav Papa, ask of him, Arba Amos She'omru, the 4 amos that we have spoken about, Be'amo Didei Yehavino Lei, Oy Be'amo Shokudish Yehavino Lei. Amo Didei means his own amo. And an amo is an arm's length. That would be measured from the tip of the middle finger to one's elbow. So when we speak about 4 amos, do we mean 4 of those arm, of his personal arm lengths? And of course that will vary from person to person. If a person is an individual of long or large dimensions, so his limbs will naturally be larger and longer. If a person is dwarf size, so his arm length will be shorter. Oy ba'amo shel kodesh yavin alei, or do we give the 4 amos in terms of what's called the holy amo? practically speaking, means a standard amal size. Why are we making reference to the holy amal? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the official amal. Like, we have an official foot length or official meter. They, in the Beis HaMikdash, had an official amal length, which for our purposes means a standard for amos. So that's the basic question. Which kind of amo do we use for measuring the four amos? And now we break the question into two details. Im omar loch amos shel kodesh yavinu leh. If we say that a person, regardless of his own physical dimensions, he is given four amos of the official standard size, oig melech haboshen ma teolov. Og was the name of a giant in, of biblical fame, of the king of Boshan, was the name of his country, but he was a giant. And however you look at him, the Gemara gives dimensions for this individual. He was very, very tall, to say the least. What will he do, someone like that, let's say, someone, a Jew that has those dimensions, what will he do when you're giving him only four standard amos? The four standard amos might provide enough room for his ankle or something like that. A person like that won't be able to move whatsoever on Shabbos. V'im omar loch ba'amo didei yavina lei. And if you say, well, a person is given four personal, subjective length amos, so emo lay, then ask Rav Popa, my taimo lo kotoni lo gabi, why then is this topic not stated in the source that deals with yesh she'omru hakol lefi ma shu adam? There is a source, and we've seen this earlier in the Masechta, that dimensions are assigned according to the individual. Some of these include, like Rashi lists off, the handful of grain offering. Kohen who has a large hand, so his hand will have more grain offering in it than the mincha, the koimitz of a mincha. If he is a small sized Kohen, so his handful will contain less. And we have the double hands full of incense offering, and the cheekful of drink regarding Yom Kippur. Why then, if just like those are subjective halachas depending on the person himself, so too this would be a dimension that's of a subjective nature, so why is this not taught in the same source that includes those statistics? So that's the question. Either way you answer this question, I have a question, says Rav Mesharshia to his son. He also came to Rav Papa. When the son of Rav Mesharshia came to Rav Papa, Omalei, Rav Papa's reaction to this question, now note we have a long answer marking. He has first a general reaction to the type of question. He says, E daikinon kulahai lo havi taninon. Rashi says, I have a daikinon kulehai, but kule hashas. If you would be so detail-oriented, so if at the expense of sounding derogatory, we'd say picayune, if he's so, as we say, preoccupied with details like this, and you approach every sugya in the shas like this, then lo have a taninon, lo have a motzinu l'turutzi kol diyuki. We wouldn't be able to answer all of these detail type questions. For lo have a taninon, and as a result of that, we wouldn't move on. We wouldn't learn. In other words, the shas is, as we have our shas today, it measures, or it has a length of 2,700 dapim approximately. If you would learn, and every couple lines, so to speak, of learning, you would be preoccupied with this type or this level of detail, you wouldn't accomplish very much of the learning of the Shas in this fashion. That having been said, Rav Papa alludes or addresses his immediate question. When we speak about four amos, it's like the Aleph possibility we saw above, that we give him four amos according to his own subjective arm length, four times that. And if you'll ask, then why isn't it taught in the Mishnah that deals with other subjective type measures? The lo psikole, it can't be taught in an unqualified fashion in that list. In other words, unlike something like the Yom Kippur cheek full measure for beverage consumption or violation, there it's a cheek full on a subjective basis for any person that is drinking. Here we can't do it that way. We can't, even though basically it's subjective, mishum de'iko nanos be'ivorov. There is a type of person, it might be it's a type of deformity, where the person is of, let's say, average height. However, his limbs are dwarfed size. So, a person that has a normal height to him, but has dwarfed size limbs, by allowing him his subjective arm length, you'll be severely restricting him to the extent that he wouldn't be able to move at all, practically speaking, on Shabbos. And that's why it's not included in the list of Yesh She'omru, which were the first words of the source that you could see just a few lines up in the frame. Hoyushnayim, the Gemara continues, there were two people, Mixas Amosov Shel Zeh. We spoke about people getting four Amos. The Mishnah featured a case of two people that were relatively close to one another, and hence had overlapping Amos. And the Mishnah went on to say, Lama Hadover Dema L'Sholosh Chatzeros. The Mishnah, when in this context, spoke about three people also with overlapping Amos. And this we had discussed earlier in our previous shiur. And the Mishnah went on to say that this is comparable to the case of three Chatzeros, where a middle Chotzer had made an Eruv with the two extreme Chatzeros, and carrying of items could be made between the middle one and the outer ones, and as opposed, similar to the case of three people that had overlapping Amos, where a middle person had two Amos overlapping with a man on his left, and two Amos overlapping with the man on his right. Lomu, the Gemara asks, Lomu le lemeima lema hadover doime. What is the reason for paralleling these two cases, the case of three people and the case of three chatzeros? The three chatzeros, each one of them had an entrance to the public thoroughfare, to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there was an access point between each chaser proper. Why does the Mishnah compare these two cases? Hochi ko amar luhu Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanon. Thusly, Rabbi Shimon was saying to the Rabbanon, Michti, lema hadover deime, the three people that are in this, call it, this position on the road, where there is a point of overlap between middle person and one on his right, and middle person and one on his left. Why do we compare this? So it's really the Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah was saying to the Rabbanon, Michti, lema hadover deime. To the lineup of the three chatzeros, as we describe them, Maishna Hosam de Pligisu, why there do you argue in the case of the three chatzeros, and there you say that there is no carrying that can be allowed between one chatzer and the other, Maishna Hocha de Lo Pligisu, and why over here in our Mishnah do you not dissent? Do you not argue? In both cases, there's a common theme, and that involves carrying something from one to the other. And as we said, the issue being, in the case of three people, so the Chachamim did not disagree that the middle person can carry to the extreme chatzeros, to the extreme neighbors of people, that is. And in the case of the chatzeros, the Chachamim would not allow. Rashi points out, "My shno hosom de pligisu, the Om Rabbonon le kamon b'shmaitin on daf mem tes in a brisa." You will see the Rabbonon saying, "Shloshtan asurim le tatel zu yimzu." That's a reference to the three chatzeros that we described. They cannot carry from one to the other. So the question here is, why is there a difference when, after all, there is a common theme between the cases of the three people where the Rabbanan don't issue a restriction regarding the middle one and his ability to carry to the person next to him on his right or on his left? The Gemara answers, Virabonan, Hosom, Avshi, Diurin. In the case of the three chatzeros are courtyards. Courtyards have houses opening into each one. And since there are a lot of people involved, there are those that don't know to be careful. And they'll end up carrying in an unrestricted fashion between one extreme chotzer and the other, which is something that's not allowed. Hoho, lo, Avshi, Diurin. Here in the case of the three individuals, you don't have a lot of people, and therefore it's much more certain to supervise or be aware of the situation. They'll be careful not to carry from one extreme person to the other extreme person. Ushtayim hachitzonos asuros zu imzu. The Gemara asks, V'amai, why do we say that the two outside ones are usur to carry from one to the other? When you're dealing with the three chatzeros lined up one next to the other, and we spoke about the middle chatzer having made an eruv with each outer chatzer, why is there this restriction of carrying from one outer chatzer to the next, to the opposite or the other extreme outer chatzer? Why? So that's the question here. Why? Ve'amai kevon da'arvi luhu chitzonos bahadi emtsoyis havya luhu chado. Since the two outer chatzeros made an eruv, each one respectively, with the middle chatzer, is it not as if they become one entity? After all, that's the whole logic behind an eruv, that when food is joined, when they join together in food and place an eruv, one chotzer into the other, it's as if they become one entity. So why can't they carry from one chotzer, one extreme chotzer, through the middle to the other extreme chotzer? Omar Rav Yehuda. We can glance at illustration 28 in the Pirush Chai on page 93. Rav Yehuda says, Kegon shenosna emtsois eruva bezu ve'eruva bezu. That middle chotzer, after they had joined together, they took part of the food that constituted their local eruv and put part of it in the right-hand chotzer and part of it in the left-hand chotzer. So they basically created a type of split. The Rashi at the bottom line says, Shenosno emtsois eruv abazu ubazu, the damio lemtsois ki ludoro bohen, the ein diurei chitzonos beemtsoyis lemeimu dechi hadodininu. By doing this, they're demonstrating as if the middle chotzer dwells partially in the left chotzer and the middle one dwells partially in the right hand chotzer. But there's no evidence or illustration in an eruv setup like this that the outer ones are together in the middle one, creating one entity. Therefore, as far as review is concerned, you don't have one entity. Before we go further, we have a note on the side under our Nose heading, Shnei Chatzeros Chitzonos She'orvu Im Chotzer Emtsoi. That's the topic we're dealing with, two outer chatzeros that made an eruv with the middle chatzer. Rav Yehuda is describing it in greater detail, that the middle chatzer put part of their food in the outer, in the left-hand outer chatzer, and part of their food in the right-hand outer chatzer. So that you don't have any sense of the outer chatzers having joined together with one another. Rav Sheshes Omar, Afilu Temo, Shenosnu Eruven Bemtsoyes. Rav Sheshet says, I can even see a case where the two outer chatzers placed their food into the middle chatzer. However, illustration 29, that's Kigon Shenosnuhu B'Shnei Botim. You can see in illustration 29, there's a middle chotzer, and off the middle chotzer are two small squares. They represent two houses. So the middle, when the food from the outer chotzer was placed in the middle chotzer, but it was split between Kigon Shenosnuhu, the one at the top of Omid Basis, B'Shnei Botim. It was placed in two separate houses. Again, creating a sense of separation, so that there isn't a joining together of the outer chatzeros, the outer chatzeros with one another. Gemara asks a question. Keman kebe shamai, is this explanation, namely that placing in two separate houses creates a separation, is that a teaching in line with Beis Shammai, which creates a problem, because generally speaking we don't recognize halacha following the opinion of Beis Shammai. So what does Beis Shammai say? Desanyo, chamisha shigovu es eruvon. Five homeowners that lived in one courtyard, and they gathered their food contribution to create an eruv, v'nosnu b'shnei kelim, and the food was placed in two separate vessels. Beis Shammai omrim ein eruv on eruv. Beis Shammai says that prevents the eruv from creating togetherness. It doesn't work. So that in such a chotzer, people would not be allowed to carry from their houses into the courtyard. Ubeis Hillel omrim eruv on eruv. The fact that they placed their food in two separate vessels does not create a sense of separation. So here you see a distinction made between all placed in one unit versus placed in two separate units. So Rav Sheshet, who described separation by virtue of the fact that the food was placed in two separate houses, albeit in the same chotzer, that creates separation. The Gemara answers Afilu Temo Beis Hillel. Rav Sheshet's answer of Shnei Botim can be in line with Beis Hillel as well. Beis Hillel was lenient with regard to separate vessels as long as the food was in the same house. So the fact that the food is in the same house, that is a uniting factor. But two separate houses, that's already too much of a split. And even though the two houses open to the same courtyard, that is not a sufficient form of unification to create the unity that the Eruv standard expects. We continue with a question. Notice the question is rather long. Omar le Rav Acho bre the Rav Avio le Rav Ashi. The long question contains a double underline marking as you skim ahead. On the side under the Mivneh heading, the double underline highlights the names le Rav Yehuda, Rav Sheshet, Kashya. We will point out that there is a problem regarding these two answers that we just saw. These are Kushos al Shnei Hadeos Besof Omen Aleph Shizbiru Lama Shnei Hachitzonos Asuros. We saw Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshet explaining why in the case of the three Chatzeros, the two outer Chatzeros were restricted from carrying one to the other. We will have problems with both of those opinions. Just to review, Rav Yehuda had explained that the problem was is that the middle chotzer had split its eruv, its local eruv, between the two outer chotzeros, and Rav Sheshet spoke about the two outer chotzeros placing their food into two separate houses in the middle chotzer. So the Gemara, Omar le Rav Acho bre de Rav Avi le Rav Ashi le Rav Yehuda Kashya ule Rav Sheshet Kashya. Le Rav Yehuda Kashya, the question we want to pose to the Rabbi Yehuda approach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar kigoyin shenosno emtsoyis eruvo bezu vi eruvo bezu, that the middle chotzer itself split its food between the two outer chatzeros. The cave on the irvo emtsoyis bahadi chitzona. let's look at this in a slow motion fashion. The middle chutzah, when it placed its first, let's say, food contribution or food collection to the right hand chutzah, that would create a type of unity between middle and right hand outer chutzah. When the middle chutzer at this point, that it's unified with the right hand chutzer, the middle chutzer now puts its other food contribution into the left extreme chutzer. Reading the words again, when the middle chutzer now places its second half of its food into the other chutzer, shlichusa ofda. Why not say that the middle chutzer is functioning as an agent for the right hand chutzer when the middle chutzer places its food into the left hand chutzer, thereby working as an agent, as a shaliach? They are all joined together. So why not be allowed to carry from one extreme chutzer to the other extreme chutzer? Ula Rav Sheshes Kasha, regarding Rav Sheshes, we also have a problem. Teve kechamisha shishruin b'chotzer achas. V'shochach echod mehem v'lo irev. Da asri ahadodi. According to Rav Sheshes, where we said that the placing in the two separate houses of the middle chutzer was ineffective, why do we nevertheless allow the outer chutzers to carry back and forth to the middle chutzer? Why not say that since there's a defect in this Eruv, it would be like the case of five people that are shuyin that dwell in the same courtyard, and one of them forgets to make an Eruv, they are all restricted. Let us glance at the Rashi, who elaborates on this. The Rav Sheshes Kasha, Kivon denosnu shtehen eruvon v'emtsoyis. Since the two outer ones placed their foods in the middle courtyard, albeit each one in a separate house, so it's mevi diurihin lesocha. The rule of eruv states that when the food is brought to a particular location, the dwellers that the food represents are also considered in that location. V'havaluhu ki'ilu dorin kulon b'emtsoyis. And therefore, it's as if all of these dwellers are in the middle courtyard. V'kevan de'ruv anosun b'shnei botim. However, since their eruv is in two separate houses, nimsa shelo irvu shtayim achitzona zu imzu. It's therefore like... They were saying it's like it's as if the two outer chatzers did not join one with the other. V'have kechamisha shishruin b'chatzer achas, and it's therefore like the case of five dwelling in one courtyard. V'shochach echod mehem v'lo irev im kulon yachad, and one of them did not make an eruv with all the others. The whole chatzer, going back to the case of the three chatzers, the whole chatzer asura. And in a case with the chatzeros, since there is this deficiency that they didn't join together, each one of the three chatzeros should be restricted. Afilu irev im echod mehen, even if one of the chatzeros made an eruv with the other, the hagabi chamisha b'chatzer achas tanya leil le beis hillel the b'shnei kelim hu davi eruv avu b'shnei botim lo. According to beis hillel that we saw earlier, that if the eruv is placed in two vessels in one house, it's okay, but in two separate houses, it's not a good eruv. V'afal pishi irvu hashnayim yachad la'atzmon v'hashloisha la'atzmon. Even though the middle made a separate eruv with each outer one by themselves, or let's say more accurately, in the case of five people, you could have two having made an eruv with themselves and three making an eruv with themselves, it would not be an acceptable eruv. V'hocha nami keva delo mitzrafi, since they don't join together, dekatoni shtayim achitzonos asura zu imzu, and so it's gufa titzer b'dida, shekulon asur osurin olal. Even the middle chatzir should be restricted, and yet we don't say that. The Gemara answers, and you'll notice a long answer marking, Omar le Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, to whom the question was presented, responds to Rav Acho, lo le Rav Yehuda Kashya, v'lo le Rav Sheshes Kashya. To neither one of the explanations is there a question. The Rav Yehuda lo Kashya. Kevon de Irvo lo emtsois bahadi chitzona, since the middle chotzer took pains, we'll say, to make a separate eruv with each outside chatzir, u'shtayim chitzonos b'hadi adodi lo irvu, and the two outer chatzirs made no attempt to join with one another, gal yodaitei de'baha nichole, b'ha lo nichole. They are revealing that their interest is to function as we have said, middle with outer ones, but with outer ones with one another, no, that's not what they want. So they get what they want. Ularav sheshes lo kashya. Im omru diyurin lahokel, yomrin diyurin lahachmir. This expression I find a bit vague, so we look at the Rashi. Im omru diyurin shelzu bezu al yudeho eruv lahokel, la tiron yachad. If we say that the concept of an eruv brings the dwellers of one chotzer into the other, for the purposes of leniency, Yomru she'eruv mevi hadiyurin l'soicha k'dei le'esrola, should we say that the food draws, in a legal sense, the dwellers of one area into the other to create restriction? Ho lo dairi mamish begavo, the outer extreme chatzers don't literally live in the middle chatzer. De leboy eruvin bebayis echod, so as to require the eruv being placed in one house. That would be true if all of the people literally lived in the same courtyard, but they don't. Hilkoch afal gav dechitzoinim lo irvu adodi. Therefore, even though the outer chatzers did not make an eruv one with the other, chitzav emtsoi miho mitzdarfi, the middle one with each outer one can join together, v'lo asri adodi, without creating any restriction one on the other. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Before we go further, we have to note the marking scheme here. We have diamonds around Rav and Shmuel. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading, and we also note that this is a continuation of the previous discussion. Shalosh Chatzeros, mi mutter im mi. When we speak about the three Chatzeros, we want to know who is mutter with whom. Which Chatzer can carry one to the other? Machlokis Rav and Shmuel b'shitas Tanoim. We will see a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel regarding the Tanaic opinions of Rabbi Shimon v'Chachamim, and those names receive an underline. We turn back to the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, zu divrei Rabbi Shimon. The idea that the middle chutzir is mutter to carry with the outer ones, and the outer ones can carry to the middle one, that is according to Rabbi Shimon. Avol Chachamim Oimrim, Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. Outer chatzers can carry to the middle, meaning that one domain can serve two domains. Avol Lo Shtei Rishuyos Mishtamshos L'Rishus Achas. However, we do not say that two domains can be in service of one domain, and as a result of this, the middle one is not allowed to carry items to the outer chatzeros. So one can serve two, but two cannot serve one. Ki amiso kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda was telling over this halacha. He goes on to tell us that when I said Rav's distinction to Shmuel, Omar Li, we continue at the top of Mem Tes, Shmuel's reaction was af zu divrei Rabbi Shimon, that which Rav said in the name of the Chachomim. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So let's go over that. What did Rav say in the name of the Chachomim? that the middle chotzer cannot carry to each outside, to out each extreme chotzer. All that is allowed is the extreme chotzers carrying articles to, in one direction, we say, to the middle chotzer. So Shmuel says that is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon being the more lenient opinion, but Shmuel is a stricter presentation. So he's saying that even the lenient opinion, that of Rabbi Shimon, allows carrying from outer chatzos into middle one, but not middle one being allowed to carry to the outer ones. Avo chachomim oimrim, but Shmuel's presentation of the chachomim is more restrictive. Shloshan asuros, all three chatzeros are prohibited. There can be no carrying, certainly not from middle one to outer ones, but not even from outer ones into the middle one. Tanyo kavose to Rav Yehuda libe de Shmuel. We have a Tanaic source which reflects Shmuel's opinion of the Tanoim. At the end of this framed section, you can see the last few words read Avo Chachomim Omrim Shloshton Asuros. That is clearly in line with Shmuel's presentation of the Chachomim. So now let's read the whole source. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Lemahadover Doime, the three people, the three individuals that were on the road with overlapping Amos. What is it like? It's L'sholosh Chatzeros, Hapsuchosu Lazu, Upsuchosu Shusarabim, three Chatzeros lined up one next to the other with internal entrances from one to the other, and each chotzer being open to the Rishus HaRabim, as we have seen illustrated already. That you can see that scheme in something like illustration 29, without the focus on the arrows, of course, in that picture. And we say, Rabbi Shimon says that in a case like that, Irvu Shtayim Imhoim Tzoyis, where the two outer ones had made an eruv with the middle chotzer. Zu mevio mitoch beiso v'ocheles, v'zu mevio mitoch beiso v'ocheles. That is a reference to the outer one. Each outer one brings to the middle one, and they can bring food to the middle one and eat their food there in the middle one. Zu machseres moisro l'soch beiso, v'zu machseres moisro l'soch beiso. And the whatever food is left over, so the outer one can bring their leftover food back to their respective places. However, according to this, the only one that benefits from the Eruv, the outer Chatzeros are benefiting from the Eruv, but the middle one, there's no reference here that the middle one can carry to the outer Chatzeros, as Shmuel mentioned in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Avo Chachomim Omrim Shloshtan Asuros. The Chachomim, according to the source, say that you cannot carry, none of them can carry from one courtyard to the other, even after having made the Eruv that we described. The Ozda Shmuel Litamei, Shmuel, in his presentation, is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. Now we have a Rashi that we want to look at. The Ozda Shmuel Tamei, the Omar Aflu Rabbi Shimon Ein Shtei Rishuyos Mishdamshos Lirishus Achas. Rabbi Shmuel has said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that two separate domains cannot be in service of one domain. As we said, that the middle chotzer is not allowed to carry their items to either one of the outside extreme chotzeros. So where do we see this point of Shmuel elsewhere? The Omar Shmuel. We have an illustration 31, which is an overhead view, an bird's eye view of two movuis, alleyways. In this picture, there's a middle chotzer, a middle courtyard positioned between the two alleyways, and other courtyards on the extreme sides of this setup. The Gemara, Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mevuos, a courtyard between two alleyways. And here, in our marking scheme, we're using triangles to highlight cases of an Eruv having been made or an Eruv not having been made. And by the way, the term Eruv is a term used, as we've seen already, the joining up of chatzeros. In this case, we're going to be joining up the issue of the middle chatzer. Which mavui did it join up with? And when an eruv is not made, so that will often result in restriction of carrying one from one domain to the other. So in this picture of the chotzer positioned between two alleyways, irvo im shnehem, asura im shnehem. If that middle chotzer made an eruv with the two outer court, the two outer alleyway dwellers, it is osur. It's osur. That middle chotzer is osur with both outer ones. Let's glance at the Rashi a few lines down from here. Hochi garsin irvo im shneim, asura im shneim, afilu l'Rabbi Shimon. This is so even according to Rabbi Shimon, who was more lenient. V'hainu Shmuel tameh. This is the reflection of Shmuel when we say he is consistent with his logic. The Omar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'eruv. Shmuel holds in general that we follow the lenient opinion in eruv laws. V'ihabi shori, Rabbi Shimon b'ha, if Rabbi Shimon would have allowed the middle one to carry to the two alleyways, then lo have omar Shmuel asurim shnem. Shmuel would not have said that middle chotzer is restricted with regard to both alleyways. Of course, if there was an opinion of leniency, he would have gone with it. But yet, Shmuel says this middle alleyway, this middle chotzer is restricted with regard to the two alleyways. Continuing in the same scheme, lo irvo im shneim, oseres al shneim. If the middle chotzer did not make an eruv with either one of the outer ones, so then that creates a restriction on the part of all the outer alleyway dwellers from carrying from their chatzeros to the mavui. Now Rashi adds some more information here. Let's look at the Rashi. Oseres al shneim mi lahoitzi mi chatzoseim lamavui, restricting their carrying from their courtyards to the alleyways. Ukegon shirigilu kol yemoisacho lotzeis v'lovu b'shneim derech psochim. Since the middle chotzer has easement rights to go from it, the middle chotzer, through its entranceways to each one of the alleyways, that creates a situation called drisas haregel. Sheyesh lo osarton, the easement rights, the right to walk through the other property, creates a restriction. So in the case that the middle chotzer didn't make an attempt at joining with either one of the other mavui dwellers, and we know that the middle chotzer, generally speaking, uses both alleyways, that creates a general prohibition. Rashi continues, we can learn the Rashi by way of introduction to the upcoming Gemara, Kidem Meforesh, as the Gemara explains, we continue in the Rashi, De'i lo havya regila, elo b'chad, if the middle chotzer was accustomed to using only one out of the two alleyways, lo osra a'idoch, it wouldn't have imposed any restriction on the other alleyway, the one that it doesn't use. V'afagav de regila im shneim, Zuhi takonosama. Even though we have the middle chotzer using both alleyways, then in such a case we say this is the takona. This is the way to solve the issue. Marevesim hoechod. The middle chotzer will make an eruv with, must choose one of the alleyways. The galyadaita shenistalko mino acher, thereby revealing their intention to remove themselves from the other alleyway that they use during the weekdays. Umutur ho'echo le'atzmo, and then that alleyway also will be mutter for itself. So the best case scenario would be what Rashi just described. So let's go back to the Gemara. We come up with another case, hoiso be'echod regila ube'echod eno regila. This, we had to write in between the lines a case of low irva, because this is a continuation. It's another case of low irva, where the middle chotzer was, in this case, used to using only one alleyway, and not used to using the other alleyway. In such a case, and no eruv was made, the middle alleyway didn't make any eruv. Ze shiragila bo aser. The alleyway that it usually uses is thereby restricted, and none of the courtyards opening to that alleyway can carry from their alleyways into the courtyard. That's because of what we said, drisas haregel, the easement rights that they generally have. The ze she'eno regila bo muter. The alleyway, however, that it, the middle one, doesn't usually use, they remain allowed amongst themselves, providing they make their own internal shituf muvos, joining together. The Omar, let's just read that line again. Omar Rabo Bar Chana Irvo Im She'eno Regila Bo. This is a case of the middle chotzer. Actually, just for the sake of a detail, we didn't read this yet. This is the fourth triangle case, where you have this middle chotzer, but is used to using only one of the alleyways, and that middle chotzer made an eruv with the eino regila, irvo im she'eino regila bo, huter regila li'atzmoi. The other alleyway is allowed to use it within itself, meaning the courtyards of that other alleyway can carry from their courtyards to the alleyway. The fact that you have a chotzer that ordinarily does use their movui, since the middle chotzer did not make an eruv with them, but rather with the other one, the regila is still allowed. The Omar Rabo Bar Rav Huna Omar Shmuel Im Irva Regila La'atzmoi Veze She'eno Regila Boi Loi Irev Vihi Atzmo Lo Irva. In this case, where the regila, the movui that is usually used by the middle courtyard. However, the middle courtyard didn't make an eruv with that alleyway. That alleyway dwellers made an eruv amongst themselves. The other alleyway people did not make an eruv amongst themselves, and the middle chotzer did not make an eruv whatsoever. Doichin oiso etzel she'eno regila bo. We then legally push the middle chotzer to that alleyway that it doesn't usually use anyway. Ukigonzer koifin almidas stoim. In a case like this, we impose the law on them so as to avoid the customs of stoim. Stoim was a place of evil, where people, even if they didn't stand to benefit, they would still want to see restrictions imposed on the next guy. In this case, the chotzer, the middle chotzer didn't make any attempt to join up with either one of the extreme, either one of the alleyway dwellers. There's an alleyway that the middle chotzer usually uses, so that alleyway dwellers, they made an eruv amongst themselves. The other alleyway that the middle chotzer doesn't usually use, they didn't bother making an eruv amongst themselves, and the middle chotzer didn't try to join with them either, so they are not interested in carrying from their domains into that particular alleyway. Why would we think to attach the middle chotzer to the alleyway that they usually use in such a case, in this kind of case? And as a result of this, so as to not cause a loss on the alleyway that they're regila bo, who happen to make an eruv amongst themselves, we say that we view the middle chotzer as part of the other alleyway, who anyway weren't interested in making an eruv, allowing, thereby removing the middle chotzer from the drisus haregel, or easement rights, of the one they usually walk through, enabling that alleyway to enjoy carrying from their courtyards into the alleyway. to do anything else, to impose the middle chotzer on that alleyway would be what we call in the Gemara Midas Sdoim. If we look at the Rashi, toward the end of the narrow lines, Hoysa be'echad regila, lotzeis v'lovu kosha, u'be'echad ein regila. The middle chotzer was used to using one alleyway and not the other. V'lo irvo lo in zu v'lo in zu. Zesh regila bo, oser. Shechotzer zu, oseris oleha. Dimine hu. Vare lo irvo. For acher mutter, she'eno himeno. That is the previous case where the middle chotzer did not make an eruv with either one of the alleyways. So it, the middle chotzer, will impose a restriction on the one that it is common to use. The next case, huter regilo liatzmo, the ha salko nafsho minei, because it removed itself by making an internal eruv amongst themselves. It removed itself from the middle chotzer. V'zu she'eino regila bo lo irev afilu b'fnei atzmo. The other alleyway didn't make their own eruv. He nami lo irva lo im ze v'lo im ze. The middle chotzer didn't make an eruv with either extreme one. Doichenoisa etzel she'eino regila shelo lesor al ze she'irev. We pushed the middle chotzer onto the alley that didn't make an eruv, so as not to impose a restriction on the alleyway that bothered, that made their own internal eruv. Hoyol v'hai lo mafsedo midi d'ho lo irev. Since the middle chotzer isn't losing anything, the other ones aren't losing anything because they didn't bother making an eruv to begin with. Before we conclude our shiur, let us remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.